弟兄姊妹和青少年平安。感谢主，我们可以有一个美好的天气，在这里边自由的敬拜神。
We praise the Lord that we have a beautiful day to worship our God.
上个月我们的主题是颂福。
Yeah, last month our sermon is based on submission.
这个月我们主题是信心。
And this month we are going to talk about faith.
上次我分享颂福的时候，我说妻子要颂福太太。妻子要顺服丈夫。
Last time when I preached, I said the wife has to submit to the husband.
丈夫必须爱太太。
And then the husband has to love the wife.
因为今天又是在我们这里边。
Because today we have the youth among us.
所以我临时想起有关顺服的一句话。
There's a reason I'm thinking about another verse about submission.
就是父母不要轻易惹孩子生气。
The parents should not get easily get upset with the kids.
但是孩子要顺服父母。
But the children has to honor their parents.
下面我们做一个祷告。
Let's pray for this message.
先听我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
我们感谢你生命的气息，让我们能够自由敬拜你。
Because you give us life and breath so we can freely to worship you.
求你的圣灵在这里运行。
We ask that your Holy Spirit will be with us.
掌管我们的心思意念
，so that you can control our heart and our mind，
让我们通感一灵
，so that we can feel the word from the Holy Spirit，
让我们所讲所听的都能通门造就
，so that we can benefit from your word，
能够为主而活
，we can live for you，
愿我们的敬拜到达主的座前
，may our worship be come before you，
让一切的赞美荣耀归给天上的父
，may all the praises and glory to our heavenly Father。
祷告奉耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray this in your son Jesus' name.
好，我们今天开始今天的信息，信息的增长与实践。
So this morning I'm going to preach on the subject of increase and practice of faith.
下面我们读一段经文。
Now we first will begin to read a passage from the Bible.
这是圣经里面讲的一个故事。
It's about a parable, a story.
这个故事记录在马太福音、马可福音和路加福音。
It's recorded.In all the Gospels, Mark, Matthew, and Luke.
但是我选了马可福音。
But I just picked the passage from the Gospel of Mark.
因为它记载比较详细。
Because this passage is more detailed, describing the Gospel of Mark.
好，下面我们读一段经，读这段经文。
Let's read together this passage from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9.
为了让幼师有更配合探诚，所以我们先读中文，完了幼师和潘群读英文。我们先去读中文。耶稣。
We read in Chinese first, and then with the youth will join us to read in English.
耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。众人一见耶稣，独甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。
Let's read in English. When they came to the youth,
please.
You have to read, okay? Otherwise, you will fall asleep. Okay, come on. Verse 14. When they came.To the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him.
耶稣问他们说：“你们和他们辩论的是什么？”众人中间有一人回答说：“夫子，我带着我的儿子到你这里来。”他被哑巴鬼附着。
Let's continue. What are you arguing with them about? He asked. A man in the crowd answered, Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit, and that has robbed him of speech.
无论在那里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去。他们确实不能。
Whenever he sees him, he throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, clenches his teeth, and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not.
耶稣说：“哎，不幸的世代啊，我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。”
You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied, How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.
他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣，被叫重重地抽风，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。
So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth.
耶稣问他父亲说，他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说，从小的时候。
Jesus asked the boy's father, How long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered.
鬼掳去把他扔在火里水里要灭他，你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。耶稣对他说，你若能信，再信的人凡事都能。
He has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
孩子的父亲立时喊着说，我信，但我信不住，求主帮助。
Immediately, the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief.
耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说，你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。
When Jesus saw that the crowd was running to the sea, he rebuked and the impure spirit, you deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
那鬼喊叫，是孩子大大的抽了一阵风就出来了，孩子好像死了一般，以致众人多半说他是死了。
The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently and came out. The boy looked at so much like a corpse that many said, he is dead.
但耶稣拉着他的手扶他起来，他就站起来了。
But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feetAnd he stood up.
耶稣进了屋子，门徒就暗暗地问他说，我们为什么不能赶出他去呢？
After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciple asked him privately, Why couldn't we drive it out?
耶稣说，非用祷告，这一类的鬼总不能出来。
He replied, This kind can come out only by prayer.
我们知道福音书里边记载了很多耶稣医治病人的故事。
As you know that in the book of Gospels in the Bible, it records a lot of Jesus' miracles.
那么这个故事发生的时间是在耶稣登山变相之后的第二天。
This story happened after Jesus configured in a mountain 2 days after that.
耶稣登山变相大概是应该在黑蒙山上。
This is the place that.Jesus configured himself in this mountain.
所以这个医治孩子疾病应该发生在该撒利亚腓立比这个地方。
So the story should happen in this place, Caesarea Philippi.
那么在我们讲这个故事以前，我们先搞清楚一个概念，什么是圣经里面所讲的信。
First, we have to talk about what does the Bible mean by faith.
我们通过读几段经文可以了解一下什么是圣经里所讲的信。
From the Bible, we can understand what does mean by faith.
第一段经文是约翰福音20章31节。
The first Bible verse we have to read is from the John, verse 20, verse 41.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且竟叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
This word is that, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name.
所以圣经讲的信就是信耶稣是基督。
So faith means that you believe in Christ.
我们从另外一段经文再看信是什么。
And the other scripture tells us what does mean by faith.
罗马书1章16节。
It's in the Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人， 或是希利尼人。
This is what Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then to the Gentiles.
所以信就是信福音。
So faith means you believe in the gospel.
那么什么是福音呢？
Then what is meant by gospel?
我们看保罗在哥林多前书第十五章所写的。
Then Paul in his letter, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1, he said,
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
And Paul said, now brothers and sisters,I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand.
这句话是讲哥林多教会弟兄姊妹因着领受福音，他们得救了。
This verse is said that the brother and sister in the Korean church that they accept, they receive the gospel. That is the gospel.
在下一节经文中。保罗就讲什么是福音。
So the next verse, Paul said, and what is the gospel?
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
Then Paul explained, what is the gospel? For what I received, I pass on to you as the first importance that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture.That he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the scripture.
所以相信福音就是相信耶稣基督的死和复活。
So if you believe in the gospel, that means you believe the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ.
他的死是为我们的罪。
Christ died for us, died for our sin.
他复活是为让我们称义。
He resurrected so that we can have righteousness.
还有另外一节经文也提到信，希伯来书十一章第一节。
Another verse also explains what it means by faith. It's in the Hebrew verse, chapter 11, verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
And he explained that now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see.
这一节经文就是读起来比较抽象，也难以理解。
This verse is hard to understand.Because it's too abstract.
它两句话指的是一个意思，所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。它是两句冲突话，但是讲的一个意思。
This sentence they repeat itself, but the meaning there's only one meaning in it.
所望之事的实底呢，可以比喻就是说，是我们得到一个有保证的这样一个协议或者这样一个合同。
That means that we receive an assurance, a contract.
后半句叫做说。这个确据呢，这个就是说未见之事。未见之事通常是指的我们肉眼没有看到的将来这个事情，但是我们现在有一个东西作为将来我们可以看到这样一个保证。
And that's this word is assurance about what we do not see, something that we do not see, but it's a guarantee that we have that.
比如说在旧约，神告诉诺亚，在山上要造一只船，将来有洪水要遍满全地。
Just like in the Old Testament, the story that God asked Noah to build an ark because in the future there's a flood.
诺亚就把神说的这句话当作一个有根有据的这样一个确据，是一个实在的事情。
So Noah trusts in God and believed that what God said is true, so he did.
所以信心是一个灵界里边、灵里边实实在在的一个东西，而不是一个比喻。
So faith is a real thing. It's not abstract. It's not a parable.
所以看见这个有这个信心，看见这个信心是用我们属灵的眼睛。
So if you want to look at faith, you have to use your spiritual eyes to see the faith.
我们可以用一个比喻来解释这个事情。
We can use a parable to explain this.
比如说最近我们就是说大学生收到很多这个各个学校的录取通知书。
Just like recently, a lot of high school senior they get the admission letter from the college.
你在其中选一个。
And then you have to pick one, which school you want to go to college.
完了，你就根据这个学校的要求。
And after that, you according to the school's requirement.
做各种各样的准备。
Then you have to prepare yourself to go to this college.
等到八月底的时候呢
？At the end of August.
你就是坐上父母开的车，就把你送过去，或者坐飞机。
Then you take your parents' car or take a plane and go to the school.
我们可以把这个你收到那个就是大学录取通知书，那个书就是我们临界的那个信心，相当于。
So you can just compare the admission letter just like the faith we talk about in the Bible.
因为诺亚是根据神说跟他讲的话来过他的一生。
Because Noah trusts God's word, so he went through his whole life based on God's word.
我们父母和孩子是根据录取通知书的要求来准备下一段的生活。
Just like the senior, and they get their admission letter, and then according to the letter, they prepare for the college.
所以信是实实在在的一个东西。
So faith is a real thing.
而不是一个比喻，不是一个抽象的东西。
It's not abstract, it's not a parable.
所以我们知道这个概念以后，我们来下面来看刚才我们所读的马可福音那个经文，我们可以学到什么样的东西。
So according to understanding of the faith, then we can understand what the passage, the Gospel of Mark that we just read.
我们至少可以学到下面几样东西。
At least we can learn a few things from this story.
第一个，信心是可以增长的。
The first thing is faith can increase.
二十四节说，孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
Because chapter 9:24 we just read, it says the father said immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
我们所有基督徒的信心，包括当时使徒的信心。一开始都是很微弱的，很小的。
So all the Christians, just like those disciples, our faith is very immature in the beginning.
当时使徒和耶稣在加利利海船上的时候
，When the disciple was with Jesus on in the boat,
这当时应该是第二年，耶稣传道第二年。
That may be the second year when Jesus coming out for ministry.
突然加利利海上就起了大风。
And suddenly there's a storm in the sea.
又有大浪。
And a big wave.
水就转进入船里边。
And some of the water went inside the boat.
门徒吓得要死。
And the disciples were so scared.
他们叫醒了耶稣。
So they wake up Jesus.
说你不管我们吧。
And then they ask him, "Are you not concerned about us?"
耶稣说你们小信的人啊。
And then Jesus said, "You people little faith."
所以他吩咐。那个风和浪止息了。
And then Jesus commanded the wind and the wave stop.
等到第三年的时候。
And now in the third year,
门徒的信心依然很小。
And the disciples, their faith still not growing, not maturing.
就我们刚才所读的这段经文。
That is the passage that we just read.
在马太福音里面也有记载。
And it also recorded in the Gospel of Matthew.
门徒就问耶稣说：“我们为什么赶不出来呢？”
So the disciple asked Jesus, "Why we cannot cast out this demon?"
耶稣说
，And then Jesus said,
因你们的信心小。
Because your faith is small.
因为这是第三年的事情了。
Because this is the third year Jesus with his disciple.
信心小包括另外一层意思。
When you say your faith is small, there's another meaning in it.
就是说你 practice 的信心太少了。
Because you don't practice your faith.
生活中没有足够的使用神赐给你的信心。
Because in your daily life, you did not practice your faith.
所以等到你想用的时候用不出来。
So when you want to exercise your faith, and you cannot use it up.
这就像我们生活中遇到的刀不磨药生锈。
Just like in our daily life, the knife that we use in the kitchen, when you get rust.
当你使用的时候刀不快。
So when you want to use those rusty knife, and it's not sharp enough to cut anything.
那保罗在提撒尼罗家前书，
后说，
后，
When Paul in his other letter mentioned something,
他感谢父神，因为他们的信心格外增长。
And Paul in the second Thessalonica chapter 1 verse 14, he said, he asked God to increase the faith of his people.
所以信心是一个动态的东西。
So faith is a status, is moving.
我刚才比喻信心就像那个入学通知书一样。
So just like the example I gave you, the faith just like the admission letter sent out by the college.
比喻终归是比喻。
Is only a example, parable.
只是帮助你稍微可以更容易理解一点。
So that it can help you to understand the meaning.
比喻不能和我们圣经道里边一一的 exactly 对应在一起。
But the parable is not the truth; it's not identical.
所以说，我们的信心是可以增长的。
So that's the reason our faith can increase, can grow.
我信主十七年。
I became a Christian almost 17 years ago.
信主的前五年。
Before I became a Christian, 5 years before that.
我也不记得是当时是别人教导我，还是我从圣经中看到的。
I don't remember someone taught me or I read it from the Bible.
我知道我需要信心。
I know that I need faith.
所以我每天向神求信心，增长我的信心，是吧？
So I prayed to God. I asked God to give me faith.
所以我那五年每天求神增长我的信心。
So during that 5 years, I asked God to give me enough faith.
所以那几年的信心也确实是，比较强吧。
So those 5 years, my faith is growing, increasing.
所以有人就说我。
So somebody is talked to me like that.
说我就像在天上一样。
They said, "I just like in heaven."
不接地气。
什么地气？ Just like I'm in heaven, not living on the earth.
因为我讲的都是出于圣经的一些话。
Because what I speak a lot from the Bible.
好像在现实中行不通。
Just like it's not practical in our daily life.
所以我们要祈求我们每个人自己信心要增长。
So that's the reason I ask everybody, our faith has to be grow and increase.
这个是可行的。
It is workable.
而是也是必须行的。
And also have to be done.
Okay, 我们有了信心以后，我们要做什么呢？
So after you have faith, what is the step you need to do?
要根据我们的信心来过世上的生活。
So you have to based on your faith to go through your life.
就像诺亚。
Just like Noah.
听了神的话，在山上建船。
He listened to God's word and he built the ark, the boat.
在山上建船建了120年。
He built the ark for 120 years.
你说当时的人会怎么看他呢？
What do you think the other people look at him?
肯定是个疯子嘛。
Other people say this is a crazy guy.
因为建船都建在海边嘛。
Because when you build a boat, you have to build the boat near the water, near the seashore.
不会建在山顶上。
You never build a boat on the top of the mountain.
但是诺亚就根据他的信心建船120里在山上。
But Noah, he has faith, he built the boat 120 years on the top of the mountain.
So we go back to the story.如果说孩子的父亲不带他的孩子到耶稣的面前，
So we go back to the story that we read in the beginning. If the father did not bring the son to Jesus,
只是停步在这个门徒的面前，
He only stopped before the disciples.
他的孩子能得到医治吗？
Can his child be healed?
不能的。
No, never.
所以我们把事情要带到神的面前。
So we have to bring things in front of God.
不是带到长老的面前。
You don't bring the things to people like elders of the church.
也不是带到执事的面前。
Not bring the things to the deacons of the church.
但是长老和执事可以作为我们带到神面前的桥梁。
But the elders and the deacon can be the bridge and bring it to in front of God.
我们再举一个例子。
Let me give another example.
我们来到北美以后都要买房子。
When we came to this country, most of us buy a house.
有些买房子就是说买了地以后新建房子。
Some people first they buy the land and then build a house on top of the land.
所以你签了合同，交了定金以后。
So when you sign the contract, you give the deposit.
你就知道你的房子要建在哪。
You know that where you're going to build your house.
你经常去看一看。
So you always stop by to see the land.
进度如何
？How fast the house is building?
是不是那个延迟了
？Is it delayed?
你还要就是准备将来新屋里边要买的东西。
And you have to prepare what kind of furniture thing you need to buy for the house.
可能是床。
Maybe you need to buy bed.
甚至是大床。
Maybe big bed.
也可能是沙发。
Maybe sofa.
也可能就是还有其他的一些东西。
Maybe other appliances or things.
所以你这一段的生活就是根据你的那个，你将来有房子那样一个确实的信心，你做一些很多的事情。
So you do a lot of things according to the plan that you're going to build a house. You have the new house in the future.
我们今天在这里边有很多的 youth.
Today we have a lot of youth here.
又是经常收到各种那个，就是说每年有好几次的那个生日 party 的邀请。
And a lot of youth they were invited to a birthday party many times.
这个邀请卡就像你的那个信心一样，刚才我们比喻的。
So the invitation card just like the faith you have.
你就会很高兴。
You be very happy to get an invitation to a birthday party.
定好那一天的日子，必须有时间去参加。
So you have to set aside a day so you can go to the birthday party.
甚至催促父母买生日礼物。
And maybe you can ask your parents to get the birthday present for your friends.
或者是用父母的钱。
Or maybe you can use your parents' money.
或者是用你的自己的小金库。
Or maybe use your own pocket money.
所以你这些所言所行所有的都是根据生日 party 这个卡来的。
So whatever you doing, you are, what you done, you are based on the invitation card you receive.
所以我们信主以后，我们的所言所行。
So just like when we believe in Christ, become a Christian.
在世上的一切生活。
So our daily life has to be accordingly.
都是根据我们将来要和天父基督永远在一起。
It's according to in the future that we are going to live with our heavenly Father.
这样一个确实的证据。
This is a real assurance.
来在世上荣耀主的名。
So that we can glorify our heavenly Father.
来传扬他的美德。
And also spread His goodness.
来传福音。
So we can preach the gospel.
将众人引到主的面前。
So that we can bring others or friends before Christ.
所以呢，雅各书讲到。
So in the book of James, he talks about.
你们要行道。
So you have to have actions.
不要单单的听到。
Not just listen to the word.
但是我们又行不出来。
But sometimes we cannot act it out.
当时的使徒也行不出来。
At that time, those disciples cannot do it too.
但是耶稣经常对他们有特别的教导。
But Jesus has special instruction teaching to them.
我们看这段经文。
Let's look at this passage.
这段经文就是跟刚才医治完疾病以后紧挨着一段经文。
This passage is about after the healing that Jesus healed the boy.
他们离开那地方，经过加利利，耶稣不愿与人知道，于是教训门徒说：“人子将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后，过三天他要复活。”
And he said they left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone.You know where they were, because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, "The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of that man. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise."
我们知道福音书里面记载，耶稣在侍奉以后，将经常自己那个退到一个僻静的地方，向天父祷告。
As you know that in the Bible, in the Gospel, Jesus, it mentioned that Jesus many times that he retreat and pray. By himself alone.
耶稣也经常利用安静的时间教导他的门徒。
And also, Jesus used a lot of quiet time to teach his disciples.
因为将来传福音的事务要交给他们。
Because after his death, the gospel has to be preached by his disciples, students.
这也是说我们在现今的教会经常会有各种各样的退休会或者培灵会的原因。
There's a reason many churches, just like our church, we sometimes do have summer retreat, summer camp.
就是退休会，就是说让我们离开我们俗世的生活。
So what does it mean by summer retreat? Retreat means you retreat from your daily life.
有一段安静的时间。
So you have a quiet moment, a quiet time.
在主里边接受装备。
So you can equip yourself through God's word.
好在回到世界的当中的时候。
So after you go back to the world.
能够行道。
So you can act, obey the word.
所以今年我们和那个乐道堂教会。一起举办退休会。
So there's a reason this year our church has a joint summer retreat with another Chinese church.
我们报名日期就剩这个主日和下一个主日。
And the deadline for this summer retreat is this Sunday until next Sunday.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹抓紧时间报名。
So I like everybody, brother and sister, can join us to attend this summer retreat.
除非是你在二月份或者三月份已经安排了那个周末。
Unless you already have planned, you already planning in February and March, you cannot go that weekend.
所以我们希望弟兄姊妹都去。
We hope that everyone can go to this summer retreat.
我们的注册费用只是$50。
So the summer camp, we only want to collect $50 registration fee.
其他费用是自由奉献。
The other expense is only a love offering.
目的就是鼓励弟兄姊妹用这段时间在主里边长进。
The reason is because we want to encourage you to go to this summer retreat.
希望大家配合，因为报名以后还有安排住宿很多事项。
Yeah, the deadline is next Sunday, because the other churches they have to plan a lot of things. So if we can give them the number, they can do a better job.
所以我们要有信心。
So we need faith.
有了信心以后还要有行动。
After we have faith, we need have action.
如果没有信心会怎么样呢
？What happens if you don't have faith?
雅各书写了这样两句话。
In the book of James, there's two verses that said,
这样信心若没有行为就是死的。
So in the book of James, chapter 2, he said, so it is faith, if it is alone and includes no actions, that it is dead.
这一次讲到虚乎的人啊，你愿意知道没有行为的信心是死的吗？
And then verse 20 continues, said, you fool, do you want to be shown that faith without action is useless?
死的信心能不能将我们带入天国，我们自己要思考清楚。
So whether your faith can take you to heaven, you have to think about it clearly.
我们回想刚才这个故事。
Let's think about the story we read in the beginning.
如果呢，父亲不把他的孩子带到主的面前
，If this father didn't bring the child to Jesus，
能得到医治吗
？Can he be healed？
如果你接到录取通知书
，If you get the admission letter from the college，
你也不准备
；If you're not prepared and ready for it，
你也不去报道
；And you didn't report on that day.
那录取通知书与你又有什么关系呢
？So this admission letter is no relation to you.
你签了房子的合同。
You signed a contract with the house.
你也不去了。
And you didn't go to visit.
你不 close 了。
You don't close the house.
那个合同又与你是什么关系呢
？And the contract is no use to you.
所以我们有信心。
So we need to have faith.
真正的信心。
We need a real faith.
必然有真正的行为。
Because the real faith has to have action.
没有行为。
If you don't have action,
那信心是死的。
And the faith is dead.
死的信心能不能救你
？And the deadly faith can it be save you?
我们必须认真思考。
So you have to think it very carefully.
另外，我们知道信心是大有能力的。
The other part we have to know that faith has the power.Faith is powerful.
二十三节说，耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
This word is said, if you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
因为耶稣当时教导他的门徒说
，Because at that time when Jesus taught his disciple,
如果你的信心像一粒芥菜种
，He said, if your faith just like the seed of the mustard, just like the mustard seed.
芥菜种是很小的。
As you know, the size of the mustard seed is very tiny.
就是你芥菜种很小的时候。
Just like when the mustard seed is very small.
神说，如果你用这个芥菜种的信心，也可以移山倒海。
But if you have this, the mustard seed, you can move the mountain and fill the sea.
你可以将树连根拔起。
And you can raise the root of the tree.
所以我们要使用神所赐给我们的信心。
So we have to exercise, use God's, the faith that God gave us.
我们刚才提到使徒在第二年、第三年的时候，他的信心都很小。
As I mentioned that during the second and the third year, Jesus' disciples, students, their faith is very small.
等耶稣复活升天、圣灵降临以后。
But after Jesus died and resurrected from death, and the Holy Spirit descend from heaven,
他们就大有能力。
And they get the power.
有一天，那个使徒西门彼得和约翰去圣殿要讲道。
Now one day, after that, one day, Peter and John went to the synagogue and preached.
他们看见一个摊子坐在那个门的殿前。
And they saw a paralyzed beggar lying in front of the synagogue, the temple.
这坛子指望从他们那里边得到一点经营。
And this man want to get some silver from the disciples.
彼得定睛看他。
And then Peter stared at him.
跟他说。
And told him.
金银我没有。
I don't have gold nor silver.
我奉耶稣基督的名，你站起来行走。
But I use Jesus' name so that you can stand up.
这人立刻就站起来行走了。
So this man become walkable.
这是一件很不容易的事情。
This is a very difficult test.
因为耶稣当时医治一个病人的时候
，Because at that time when Jesus healed a person,
他先说你的罪赦了。
Jesus said your sin was forgiven.
那些文士就议论说， 他怎么可以赦人的罪呢？
So the scribes and Pharisees asked, how come Jesus can forgive a person's sin?
因为只有神才可赦人的罪。
Because only God can forgive a person's sin.
那个耶稣又说，
And then Jesus said again,
赦人的罪和使人起来行走哪一样容易呢？哪一样困难呢？
So Jesus asked, which one is more difficult? Forgive a person's sins or raise a person to walk again?
所以他紧接着又让那个人起来行走。又让那个瘫子起来行走。
So Jesus raised up this man to stand up and walk again.
就是瘫子起来行走是一个很困难的事情。
So as a person that paralyzed, very difficult for that person to get up and walk again.
因为从我们医学的角度来讲，
Because according to the medical world,
即便说这个人的神经系统恢复了，
even though the person's nervous system has come back,
他的肌肉常年不用。
Because his muscle haven't used for a while,
已经萎缩到极点了。
So the muscle is contract and then it's not as strong enough.
要行走也得经过很长一段时间慢慢的康复锻炼。
So if that man can walk, he still need a lot of therapies in order to walk again.
所以门徒在起初传道的时候，他们的信心就比耶稣在世时候大了很多了。
So that's the reason I said the faith that the disciple has is bigger than during the Jesus time.
他们也敢使用信心。
Because they know how to practice their faith.
那个，我们在信主，刚信主那段时间，我女儿的话，大概六七岁的时候。
As I remember, when I first became a Christian, my daughter, she was very young, about 6-7 years old.
不知道什么缘故，她经常那个偏头疼。
I don't know why she get a migraine headache all the time.
偏头疼是一个很痛苦的事情。
You know, migraine is very painful.
我们也看了很多医生。
We took her to see a lot of doctors.
当时也做了那个 CT 检查。
And we also gave her a CT scan.
也查不出来。
And we cannot find out the cause.
所以我们把她放在神的手中，就是我们求神医治。
So we just put her in God's hand, hope that God can heal her.
大概从八岁以后，后来就没再换了。
After when she grew up to 8 years old.And the migraine, the headache is gone.
所以我们归荣耀给神。
So we give glory to God.
我们饱受神的恩典。
Because we have, because God is taking care of us, of His grace.
所以很多情况下呢，
in many situations,
我们自己的生活，
in our daily life,
就像被哑巴鬼护着的这个孩子一样。
Just like this kid, he was possessed by the demon.
虽然我们是神国的子民了，
Even though we are the child of God,
还是受魔鬼的搅扰。
But many times we have tempted and by the devil.
不能够活出主的爱。
And we cannot show God's love.
不能够活出主的喜乐。
We cannot show God's joy.
更无能力传福音。
And we don't have the power to tell the gospel to others.
所以我们希望我们弟兄姊妹互相帮助。
So we wanted that our brother and sister can help each other.
刚强的，
we can be strong.
把软弱的带到主的面前。
So we bring the weakness before our Lord Jesus.
任何人都有软弱的时候。
Everyone has weakness.
连保罗都说。
Even Paul is, he said.
有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？
I am weak, just like others.
因为我们都知道保罗是很刚强的。
We know that Paul is very strong himself.
所以我们对孩子来说呢？
So when we talk to our children,
要听父母的话。
They have to listen to the parents.
要顺服父母。
You have to honor and submit to the parents.
我们期望父母把孩子带到主的面前。
So we have to bring our children, our kids to God.
让他们一生受益。
So that they can inherit the faith that beneficial their whole life.
因为有神才有智慧。
Because when you have God, you have the real wisdom.
世上的知识是有限的。
Because the early knowledge is limited.
你学的最多，也觉得知道的很少。
The more you learn, then you realize that there's a lot of things you don't know.
当你跟无限的神连在一起的时候，
But if you connect to the unlimited God,
你的智慧是无限的。
And your wisdom is unlimited.
你无限的智慧，
Your unlimited wisdom
可以弥补你有限的知识。
And can compromise your limited knowledge.
可以使你们的生活能够荣升益人。
So that your life can be glorified God and benefit to mankind.
所以使我们所有的弟兄姊妹，不管是年老的还是年少的。
So for our brother, sister, whether you are old or young,
都能够时时在主里面。
So we have to believe in our Lord.
门主的医治。
So we can get healing from him.
使我们刚强壮胆。
He can give us strength.
愿意接受神的教导。
And also we can obey his word.
愿意为主而活。
So that we can live for him.
也愿神祝福大家。
So may God bless everyone here.
好，分享就到这里。
This is the end of my sermon.